America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana, and this is The Rundown. An adult dropping children off for school was detained by federal immigration agents in Chicago yesterday. That's according to a charter school network. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials did not immediately confirm that they took someone into custody or whether an arrest was made. Acero Charter Schools Network said ICE and other federal agents approached a car at about 8:15 yesterday morning outside Soto High School on the southwest side. Staff escorted the students in the car into school while the agents engaged with an adult. This appears to be the first time a person was detained while dropping or picking up from a Chicago school since President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown started in January. An advocate says this will reignite fears about bringing kids to school. The lawyer behind a new wrongful conviction lawsuit says she's trying to force the Chicago Police Department to change. Her client, Alexander Villa, says there was a conspiracy to frame him for the murder of CPD officer Clifton Lewis and to cover it up. Jennifer Blagg is Villa's attorney.
What he hopes is that this doesn't happen to anyone else, that the Chicago Police Department will stop cheating, stop lying.
Blagg says Villa is also seeking financial compensation for his mental and physical suffering. A CPD spokesman says the department doesn't comment on pending litigation. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending hospitals in Chicago that have canceled surgeries for transgender youth. Lurie Children's Hospital canceled surgeries after President Donald Trump threatened to cut federal funding for gender-affirming care. Several families told WBEZ that Lurie referred them to Northwestern Memorial Hospital, which then canceled their appointments. Pritzker says hospitals are being blackmailed into limiting care.
This is not the hospitals at fault. Believe me, I know the people at Lurie Children's Hospital. I know the people who run most of these hospitals. And I can tell you, they want to do the right thing for their patients.
It's not legal in Illinois for providers to discriminate against patients because of their gender identity, but Pritzker wouldn't say if hospitals are violating the law. Illinois Republican lawmakers are renewing their calls to nix state health care programs for undocumented adults. An audit released yesterday found the programs cost the state about $898 million in their first 3 years. Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration had initially estimated that cost to be $350 million. The audit also found more than 6,000 people enrolled in the program had a Social Security number, and others did not meet age requirements, among other things. Senate Minority Leader John Curran has long rallied against the programs.
While this was a good press pop for a governor trying to get more recognition on the national stage, he was unable to be trusted by the taxpayers of Illinois to actually manage and run this program properly.
Pritzker said yesterday the report is evidence that there's, quote, an awful lot of people out there who need coverage. Other things you should know about today, the jury has been selected in the Highland Park mass shooting trial. Six women and six men will sit on the jury when it returns for opening statements on Monday. They will decide whether Robert Cremo III committed one of the worst mass shootings in Illinois history. He's accused of killing seven people and wounding 48 others during the North Suburbs 4th of July parade in 2022. The trial is expected to last 3 to 5 weeks. A Chicago-based nonprofit has filed a new lawsuit challenging President Donald Trump's recent executive orders that call for the termination of, quote, equity-related federal grants and contracts. The nonprofit Chicago Women in Trades relies on federal funds to help women enter careers in the skilled trades and says about 70% of their participants identify as Black and Latina women. The organization's executive director says the lawsuit, quote, defends programs that have opened doors for women in the trades for over 40 years. Non-tenure-track professors at the University of Illinois Springfield have voted to authorize a strike. Union leaders say they have been bargaining with administrators for a year and are seeking better job security and workloads. A university spokesperson says the school is committed to negotiating a fair and fiscally responsible contract. A look at weather, a slight chance of rain and a high of 46 degrees today. Tonight a low around 32 and Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 56. I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana. Thanks for listening.